Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome in upstate. It is a live edition of Straight Up with Sturge this Wednesday as we are live here at Bada Bean Pizza, 1860 Woodruff Road. We're going to be heading you up till 6 p.m. ESPN, Major League Baseball. Some kind of change a couple of days ago that we were notified to, we got to go into their baseball coverage at 6 p.m. tonight. So we're live here on Woodruff Road at our good friends Bada Bean, New York style pizza, Bronx style pizza. You'll hear a little bit about them and the specials. And, you know, Diesel, hopefully right before we get off the air, we're going to hear from it's not a cook. It's not a pizza maker. Their new, let's call them like culinary specialist, if you will. But with some of the new things that are going to be coming here to Bada Bean, where they got lunch specials all day long, kind of their version of a happy hour with a 12-inch cheese pizza right now till 5 p.m. You can come in and get it for $5. So stop by and see us. They're putting up the tent. We got the prize wheel. The New England Patriots and the Washington Redskins replay on the NFL Network, and a lot of different things to get into today, which includes 4:37-ish, David Hood of Tiger Net is going to join us. A bunch of big news, if you will, coming out of Clemson today, including an upcoming home-and-home. I'm sure everybody's heard about it with LSU. We'll get into that, but also some big news for the Tiger basketball team as well. And then finally, Clemson finds himself in one of the more interesting scenarios that I've ever heard of in college football, and that's just simply – when they play Furman here in less than 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks away, they may be actually playing against a quarterback for the Furman Paladins who is actually a student at Clemson University. He wanted to go to Furman. He wanted to major in engineering, but Furman doesn't offer engineering, so he goes down and he takes his engineering classes at Clemson, yet continues to play quarterback for Furman. That is pretty wild. Outside of that, top of the 5 p.m. hour, it's Jim Hart, our buddy that covers the Atlanta Braves for AP, is the Braves, Ronald Acuna. Oh, my God. There's hot. There's white hot. I don't know what you want to get into when you're describing Ronald Acuna of the Atlanta Braves right now, homering again from the leadoff spot. The first pitch of the game last night, making history there, hits another home run in the Braves' 10-6 win. They open up some distance on the Phillies, so we'll get into that as well in hour number two. And then finally, maybe thank you, LeVar Ball. You know, I hate giving him any attention, but finally he maybe said something earlier today, maybe last night, I don't know, that is so ridiculous that the powers that be maybe will quit paying attention to him. But, you know, that's the thing. Everything's so outrageous. Maybe he's trolling us all when it's said and done. But this one, to troll, you got to have a little bit of credibility. And this guy has none. This newest comment is even worse. So, in between, we'll take your phone calls. Again, as we're out of here. At 6 p.m. into Major League Baseball. There is no preseason action tonight. It gets started back tomorrow night. And, of course, the Carolina Panthers, they'll be at home Friday night at 7:30 against the Miami Dolphins there at Bank of America Stadium. Tomorrow night you got Philadelphia and New England and the New York Jets in Washington. Pittsburgh is at Green Bay, and the Jets, Washington, maybe interesting to watch because we've seen the fights and everything else that have come out of the out of those two teams when it comes to working out together here the past week. So don't forget, your 4 p.m. keyword is MAP, M-A-P, MAP. You can text that to 72881 in our free Cash Dash contest, powered and brought to you by Carolina Coaches. 12 times a day, we give you a chance to win $1,000 free and clear on Intercom, Intercom Greenville, and ESPN Upstate. And all you have to do here in the 4 p.m. hour is text MAP to 72881. We'll give you another word for the 5 p.m. hour, and then we'll go ahead and give you the keyword for the 6 p.m. hour before we get out of here. And Diesel's back there. He's going to hop on a mic at some point, kind of co-host. But I want our new guy, Matt Hogan, the board op back there. I know, Diesel, you probably got him working fast and furious. But if you could, I want you to open up a mic. Anybody that learned a little bit about our guy back there, Hoagie Hogue, I think maybe we have decided to call him. Yeah, he's from Jacksonville, Florida. He went to LSU, went to South Carolina. He grew up an LSU fan. What do you think of the announcement today, Hoagie Hogue, of LSU and Clemson getting together in a home-and-home? Granted, it's 2025-2026. But I love this stuff. You know what I mean? What are your thoughts on the Tigers and the Tigers getting together? And should one of them have to give up the rights to the name Death Valley?
Well, it's scary because I'm going to have to, you know, if we lose, I have to deal with a lot of people where I live. And I'm the only LSU fan that they typically know. So I'm in trouble if they lose.
I love it. I mean, again, the neutral site era, if you will, has done its job. We'll see that. But the one thing is, we find out in football, everything is cyclical. And I love seeing these home and homes that we have now, LSU, Clemson. And you got to give the Tigers some credit. First of all, I realize that they play in the ACC, and sometimes the depth at the bottom of the league is not as good as what you see over in the Southeastern Conference or the Big Ten or some others. But here are the named schools. No disrespect to Troy, Diesel. Don't jump down my face on this one. But here are the named schools Clemson has games coming up with. A home-and-home with Texas A&M that begins this year. They've got three games that will be coming up with Georgia. They have Auburn coming back onto the schedule. They have Notre Dame on the schedule. And they have LSU as well. That's not bad when it comes to the next decade. You know, throw in the rivalry with South Carolina. That's not bad right there when it comes to the next decade out of conference for the Clemson Tigers. Agree or disagree?
No, I agree 100%. I think that they've scheduled really tough competition, which is kind of how they got their national prowess. They beat Ohio State in the Orange Bowl. Mm-hmm. They beat LSU in the, the Chick-fil-A Bowl back then. Mm-hmm. So that's how they rose to glory. That's how they rose to fame. And I don't think Dabo likes to back away from a challenge.
Well, you know, and good, you know, maybe who knows, we can find our ways down I-10 in 2026. I believe that matchup at LSU is like September 6th. In 2025, it will be the season opener in Death Valley there on August 30th. I can just think Clemson, LSU, and Death Valley in Clemson, South Carolina on August 30th. Just bring me another roll of deodorant. It will be hot that day. That is for sure. So we'll talk about some of that later on. Some other things to get into real quickly is some numbers that I did. You know, you look at Clemson versus Power 5 opponents the last three seasons. It's across the nation, most wins versus Power 5 opponents the last three seasons. The Tigers, number one with 34, Alabama second with 32, Oklahoma with 29, Ohio State with 28, tied with Stanford and Southern Cal. So, you know, that's pretty big time right there. And, of course, you know, they back it up right now with usually two games against Southeastern Conference opponents. So that's good for the Tigers. No doubt about it. Also, you know, you mentioned it, Matt, it's a play against LSU. that, quite frankly, with my good friend Taj Boyd, I think is what actually kicked Clemson into this stratosphere. There they were trailing LSU in the fourth quarter. You mentioned it there in the Chick-fil-A Bowl. Here they come down the field. They get a touchdown, and then all of a sudden it was Zach Mettenberger, I think, at quarterback for LSU.
Yep.
Just overthrows a guy wide open out in the flats. LSU's got to punt the ball. Not to rub a little salt in the LSU fans' wounds, fourth and 16, as you mentioned. That play, that single play, in my opinion, we don't know where Clemson football would have ended up, but that started it upwards. And, of course, it magnified with local hero Chandler Cantanzaro of Christchurch kicking the game-winning field goal. The next year, it's a win against Ohio State in the Orange Bowl, and the rest is history. So I think Clemson-LSU – we'll have some fond memories for the Tigers moving forward. All right. quit sending stuff over in all caps. That's not going to work. Now, again, we're live here at Bada Bing. Here, listen, if you're looking for something new, if you're looking for a job, let me tell you about the Heart of Felix family for a minute. They're looking for some help. They've lost some guys due to going back to school. You know, people come in here during the summer, this is a family. It's Bada Bing. It's Frankie's on the Parkway. It's Frankie's at Five Forks. So come by, fill out an application, meet the family, because next level food, which includes lunch specials, check out some of the lunch specials that you can have right here at Bada Bing Pizza. You can get a slice and a drink for $3.99, two slices and a drink for just $6. Some of the others, a slice and a salad with a drink for $7. Some pizza specials include a 20-inch two-topping, 10 wings, and a 2-liter soda for just $27.99. A Sicilian pizza with one topping and a 2-liter soda for $18.99. Tuesday through Thursday specials. Listen, it's next level with the pizza. Also, they have their Omarosa rolls shipped in from Philadelphia every week for the sandwiches, whether it's a Philly cheesesteak or a meatball or anything along that. Everything made right here in-house, 1860 Woodruff Road. And, again, come in and say, hey, step out, spin the prize wheel, some cool stuff out there as well. But, of course, the real winner here is you, because you get some great food. Now, they do offer, of course, dine-in. They have, obviously, takeout. They even have delivery. And I know Diesel, the first thing I came in, and I thank George for what he did last week during Radiothon as well, because he kept a lot of people happy back at the intercom stations by sending over pizza and things of that nature. Just good, a good, great family here at Bada Bing Pizza, 1860 Woodruff Road. Remember, they're open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday, noon to 9 p.m., and they close and they take Mondays off. And the phone number, 234-1515. But phone number as well is our call-in line. That's 844-GSP-ESPN. Let's take a look at a little bit more news from Clemson. We went through and did a write-down of some of the biggest home-and-home series coming up in college football over the next 8 years. And we also, the Big Ten can finally get off their high horse and quit thumbing their nose at Southern football schools. We've had our issues with the NCAA. The Big Ten said, hey, man, hold my beer. Watch this when it comes to scandals right now. Also, getting some feedback from a friend of mine up with the in the Beltway with what is likely to happen with DJ Durkin, the head coach of the Maryland Terps, again, on leave with pay. I don't think that's the way it's going to end. Also, I maintain Urban Meyer, you might see a 2-game suspension, but he will be coaching for the Ohio State Buckeyes this year. We'll open up the phone lines at 844-GSP-ESPN. It's Straight Up with Sturge. We're live at Bada Bing Pizza, 1860 Woodruff Road. Pizza on Woodruff Road. The big news coming out of here in the upstate today, obviously, is Clemson has scheduled LSU for an upcoming out-of-conference game, or back-to-back, if you will, a home-and-home in 2025-2026. Now, you know, Mark Childress likes to have this little get off my lawn moment about I can't stand the neutral site matchups. But you know what? I don't think you might see all these great upcoming home and homes had the neutral site matchups kind of happened and then, you know, kicked us into it. But I want Diesel for a minute while he's back there to think about it. As an App State fan, who would be his ideal? Who would be his dream out of conference matchup for the Mountaineers? Matt Hogan, Hoagie Hoag, he's an LSU fan, a South Carolina grad. We'll get his opinion on those two schools, and I'll give you mine as Alabama. But let's take a look right now at some of the – I'm sorry, I could have been writing down which years they're playing for another hour today. But look at some of these matchups coming to the game of college football. Oklahoma-Nebraska. People may not remember back in the day, but that was the game of the year when it came to the old Big 8 Conference. And basically, for about the better part of a quarter century till Colorado made a run under Bill McCartney, Oklahoma and Nebraska represented the Big 8 in the Orange Bowl every year. Also, Oklahoma has a home-and-home coming up with Tennessee. So does Nebraska. We mentioned the other day, Michigan State and Oregon have one coming up. Ohio State and Washington have a home-and-home series, as well as Michigan and Washington. I didn't know Penn State has a home-and-home coming up with Auburn. Georgia, who had only, to my knowledge, before the Rose Bowl, when they knocked off the Sooners back on, New Year's Day, Georgia had only gone out west one time in forever, and that was to go play in Boulder a while back. So Georgia's got a home-and-home with UCLA, as does LSU. UCLA stepping up. They've got a home-and-home with Wisconsin as well as Michigan. And then, of course, I know this is on the schedule. This is part of my answer when it comes to having gone to Alabama. But, Diesel, we have upcoming home and homes with both Notre Dame and the University of Texas. So there's some good matchups coming up here in college football. There's no doubt about it. Is an Alabama guy, and Diesel, I'll let you up next, is App State, and then we'll go to Hoagie Hoag. But the one that I'm excited about Notre Dame and Texas, but I would still like to schedule a home-and-home with Southern Cal and be able to go out to Los Angeles, because one of the moments that I haven't experienced in college football is, the land of Troy, if you will, and, marching out on the horse and everything that comes with the pageantry of Southern Cal football. Now, Alabama and Southern Cal have matched up before, but it was the beginning of the 70s. If anybody knows that story about Bear Bryant and John McKay and what they did to kind of help integrate Southern football through that game. But that would be at the top of my list as an Alabama guy. I would love a trip to the West Coast, B, a trip to the to the L.A. Coliseum, one of the most historic venues in sports, and C, they've got some pretty cool pageantry, as well as other things to look at when it comes to Southern Cal.
Yeah, Sturge, the eminent Thunder Stealer, you stole both of mine. I was going to say both Notre Dame and Southern Cal.
All right. Well, yeah, I can see that. Notre Dame, we've had home and homes before. As a matter of fact, when I say Alabama, we played them back-to-back years. I think 3 out of 5 years, if I'm right, when I was in school at Alabama. And, yeah, you heard the five part of it right. You know, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it and take it all the way as you can. And, of course, I was on that five-year program. Now, LSU.
Let me ask you, Serge, are you talking home and homes or are you talking one-off games?
Home and home, one off, whatever. But y'all are in a little bit different position at App State, But
yeah, looking for, if we're talking home and homes, I'm looking for something winnable and for something that's interesting at the same time. I mean, I don't want to fly all the way to Southern Cal to watch us get stomped, even though that would be a lot of fun. To fly out to LA and to see it all. So I don't know.
What maybe about North Carolina?
we actually already have that.
Okay.
On the schedule, but I'm thinking West Virginia, Washington State. I'd love to go out there to Pullman. I'd love to go or Washington. I mean, I don't think at this point I think Washington's good enough. They probably would have zero interest in it whatsoever. But if you're a team like Washington State that will schedule home and homes against smaller opponents, I think it would be great.
Now, you mentioned one school there that I'd throw in the mix, and that's the University of Washington. Number one, they're good. Number two, I lived in Knoxville for a decade. You know about the Volunteer Navy and everybody taking the boats up the Cumberland River to Tennessee games. But Washington kind of has that same thing. It's just right there on the lake, you know, and a lot of people bring their boats in and they tailgate that way. So there's something else I'd like to see. Now, on the LSU or South Carolina end of things, give people a quick reminder, we're breaking a new board op back there, and he grew up in Jacksonville as an LSU fan of all things. And then went to South Carolina. But, you know, speak for both those teams. LSU's done a good job here. You know, we mentioned they got one with Clemson coming up. And, you know, I know they got Florida State back on the agenda coming up. So where would LSU want to go?
Well, we actually have a home and home with Texas starting in 2019, which I think if we're going on what Diesel was saying, where it's a winnable game yet exciting, I think going to Texas or having a powerhouse like Texas come to you, that's going to generate attention. So I think it's a winnable game, even though I think LSU is kind of an 8-win team for the next 5 years. But I think that's a really interesting one that I'm excited about. And then I grew up kind of when Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart were the kings, and that team was so powerful. And I've always fantasized of LSU going there and playing them. So I'd love to see – I'll piggyback on you guys, and I'll say Southern Cal as well.
Yeah. Again, you know, I buy Diesel's aspect of also for, you know, App State where they are right now, you know, in the group of five, it'd be that much sweeter not only to do a home and home or a one, but do it with somebody that you can beat and get that exposure as well. So it's going to be interesting. No doubt about it, but I like it. You know, like I said, some good trips coming up for the Clemson Tiger fans here over the better part of the next decade, 11 years, no doubt about it. So,
and as far as South Carolina goes, I think Florida State's an interesting one, and I also think Texas is interesting. I think two prominent programs who are kind of down on their luck, and USC is a lesser-known program on the up and up. If they could take out, you know, a Texas or a Florida State or somebody like that, I think that would be huge for them.
All right. See, you're a lot younger than me. And by the way, speaking of, I'm still younger than. Happy birthday to my wife. We'll get that in just a second. But having grown up here in the state of South Carolina, Matt, I remember the Gamecocks under Jim Carlin going up and knocking off Michigan up in Ann Arbor 1 year. I also remember they played Southern Cal out there. They played Southern Cal down in Columbia. And that was before they kind of reinforced the upper decks on Williams-Brice Stadium back in the day, which brought up one of the best bumper stickers I've ever seen. And I'm going to go with the clean one and not the dirty one. But Southern Cal came in and South Carolina beat them. People in the upper decks that night could literally feel them swaying, and it brought out a bumper sticker that said, "If it ain't swaying, we ain't playing." And that was pretty cool. There's another bumper sticker that can come out of it if you imagine South Carolina beating Southern Cal. And no offense, I would like to have a job to come back to tomorrow. So, but for me, from the outside looking in for South Carolina, they've done some of that. The one thing I don't ever remember the Gamecocks doing is going up north, you know, and they've recruited some guys from the north. I think like Penn State might be an ideal situation because I've seen, you know, South Carolina go up to Michigan and out west, you know, and that was back in the days of being an independent. But I'm telling you, I think it'd be cool to see maybe potentially some, you know, go up north. Pitt, not necessarily the greatest trip, but that wouldn't be bad. But I think Penn State, South Carolina, again, think of some of, you know, Beaver Stadium. Think of some of the things that Diesel could get off track with on his show on 93.3 The Planet with that. So, all right, again, when we come back, some other news coming out of Clemson as well. When it comes to the basketball program, it's our buddy David Hood from TigerNet. And Alyssa, I'm going to give a quick shout out for what he went through this past weekend as well. So we'll talk to him. After that, it's open phones. Jim Hart of AP Radio in Atlanta covers the Braves. He'll be at the top of the 5 p.m. hour as we're live here at Bada Bing Pizza, 1860 Woodruff Road. getting ready to go to the phone lines. It's our good friend David Hood. He's the senior writer for TigerNet.com. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter at MDavidHood or follow at TigerNet. And David, real quickly before we get going, I want to give you the one of the most ultimate compliments ever. People don't know, if they don't know, your mom passed away last week after a battle. And I went to the funeral on Sunday, and, dude, what you delivered in a eulogy was absolutely next level. It was about 20 minutes. It was in the Church of God out there in Malden. But, listen, as my wife said, this was about the ultimate compliment. I never met Mama Hood. I felt like I knew her when I left.
I appreciate that. You know, I'd had a lot of talks with her, you know, over the last couple of months, and she said, I want you to speak, and I want you to read a letter that I wrote her. And, you know, that was an honor for my mom to ask me that, and that she trusted me with it. And I appreciate you guys showing up, and, you know, it helped me get through it, that's for sure.
Well, again, it was, like I said, one of the few times I ever felt like I knew somebody that, quite frankly, I'd never met. So, our thoughts and prayers moving forward. But, you know, when we were talking last night and setting this up, I was like, I want to find something funny to talk about. Yeah, we both could use it a little bit going on in our lives right now. But unfortunately, Clemson has delivered us some information today. I tell you what, Clemson fans have to be excited about who all they're going to be facing out of conference in the next decade, which includes LSU's announcement today, Georgia coming up, I guess Auburn coming back up, Notre Dame as well, and, of course, Texas A&M week number two this year.
Yeah, I like it when these big-time programs, teams that think they should be, you know, going into big bowl games and making the college football playoff, decide that they're going to go play other big-time programs, and that's what you've got with Clemson and LSU. And, you know, LSU has also, I think, recently announced that they are going to play Florida State. Now, it's not at Doak Campbell and in Death Valley down in Baton Rouge, but, you know, they're playing in New Orleans and playing in Orlando. So, hey, LSU stepping up. I'm not sure Ed Orgeron will be the coach when all that happens. But, you know, LSU decided they're going to go play some people. And, yeah, Clemson fans – we were talking about it earlier, though, with Nikki. I said, you know, she's expecting, and Eli's going to, you know, allegedly be born at the end of September, early October. I said, I think he's going to be 8 before we go to Baton Rouge, so a long time. But, you know, we still get to go to Baton Rouge before we ever go to Pitt, which is in the same conference as Clemson, which is kind of weird.
No doubt about it. We continue with David Hood, senior writer for TigerNet. Listen, you know, the first three, I'm not there at the – you know, as Dabo meets with the media coming off the practice field or anything, but how many more creative ways can Dabo Swinney tell the media, tell the fans and everybody else that both of these quarterbacks are going to be seen on the field come September?
Yeah, he got a little irritated yesterday. One of our guys asked again, you know, Dabo keeps saying that both guys are going to play, maybe three guys are going to play early. You know, one of our guys said, well, hey, what about the grades? Who's leading in that? And Dabo kind of looked at him and said, do you just want to sit in on our coaches' meetings? Do you want me to tweet it out? Do you just want me to send you the grades? I'm not going to do that. So, you know, I think he finally kind of had his point yesterday where it was like, let's just table this for right now. But, yeah, both of those guys are going to play. And you know, I was talking to one of the staff members a week or so ago, and he said, I know everybody's ready for Trevor Lawrence to come in and take over and be the guy, but, you know, the best thing for Clemson is for Kelly Bryant to be the steady hand through the early part of the season. Trevor Lawrence is going to get some snaps. He's going to play. And then if you get to a point where you think, hey, you know, it's going to take a special skill to beat this team here, Trevor Lawrence will be ready. Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I think it's good if both guys are out there playing.
I agree, because that means you're still moving forward and there's not the debate on Twitter or the message board at TigerNet.com. So, David, you know, every year we have the unknown name come out of a spring game, and he's going to be that next guy you haven't heard about and we never hear from him again. But there's probably some names starting to emerge, very talented names there in fall practice at running back, wide receiver. What are some of the things you're picking up chatter-wise?
I had a former Clemson running back send me a message after Saturday scrimmage, which he watched, and he said, Lynn J. Dixon is the real deal. That's the freshman out of Georgia. He said, might be the most natural running back on the roster. Said, you know, Travis Etienne, very talented, sometimes picks the wrong hole, doesn't run to the right spot all the time, but he's so talented he gets away with it. He said, Lynn J. is kind of the total package, might be the best overall running back on the roster. You know, Justin Ross, the wide receiver, he is ultra talented. He is, you know, 6'5", and with the helmet on, he's 6'7", and can jump out of a gym, literally jump out of a gym. He's a great basketball player. You know, you're starting to hear about these guys, and it's like, you know, somebody was telling me that at one point Saturday they maybe had lined up T. Higgins, DeAndre Overton, and Justin Ross on the field at the same time at wide receiver, which is about 21 feet of wide receiver out on the field at one time. That's scary. You know, and then you hear about those freshman defenders, Mike Jones, the linebacker, Xavier Thomas. He's a freak. K.J. Henry. You know, Jeff Scott stood before us kind of Saturday afternoon. He said, I think with all of those freshmen, we hit on all of them. That's what he said. He said, we hit on all of them. And I know Clemson's going to face some losses after this year. They're going to lose a lot of good players, but they're going to have a lot of good players coming back too.
All right, on the other side of the ball, is there's always something about a coach's son, a player's son, DNA-wise. And I keep hearing two guys, maybe not one this year, but a couple of guys in the future, both Jake Venables at linebacker and then Nolan Turner in the defensive backfield. Of course, Kevin Turner's son, who played at Alabama and died of ALS.
Dabo was telling us yesterday that Nolan has really made strides out at that safety spot. And, you know, he's going to be needed this year. They moved Isaiah Simmons from safety to that, you know, nickel Sam spot at linebacker. They feel like he's maybe a little better suited at that spot. So Nolan Turner, Denzel Johnson, those are a couple of what I call Dabo projects. You know, Denzel wasn't on anybody's recruiting radar, and Dabo saw him when his son's Daniel team played in the playoffs. And he said, I think that's a guy I want to bring on. And then Nolan Turner, again, not on really a lot of people's recruiting radar. Dabo said, hey, this is the son of a teammate. I've seen him play. I'm going to offer him. Those two guys have got to provide some depth behind Kayvon Wallace and Tanner Muse this year. And from everything we're hearing, you know, they're great. And Denzel wound up posterized, I guess, a little bit on that Justin Ross catch that went viral. But you know, the deal is he actually had good coverage.
Yeah, just, that's a hell of a catch.
You know, you can't cover 6'5".
Yep. No doubt about it. All right, so we begin closing up with David Hood. Let's flip to basketball because Coach Brad Brunell and the Clemson Basketball Tigers, what an honor. Only the fourth NCAA men's basketball team that will represent the United States in the World University Games, and they'll do it next summer. So I'm already putting in my internship request for TigerNet because I will love to go to Naples, Italy, and cover the Clemson Tigers basketball trip to the World University Games next summer. This one is a little bit under the radar, if you will, with the LSU announcement. This is huge for Brad Brunell and the Clemson Tigers.
Yeah, I think that trip abroad last year really helped kind of bring this team together for what you saw this year with the NCAA tournament run. Now they get to do it again. And you're right, that is a huge honor. And I've already told my boss, hey, it's early July, there's no football interfering, and I'm more than willing to go to Naples, Italy for a little bit to cover that. But, you know, on the intern side, I've also got the pregnant one who said she will go too. So
I'm live from Bada Bing Pizza, you know, some good old Italian family. Maybe we could find somebody to sponsor it, and then I might move a little bit closer into Nikki territory there.
There you go. Yeah, you know, that it is. It's huge, and I'd love to be able to go. Probably won't be. You know, the boss won't pay for that. But, you know, maybe I can schedule a little vacation around a little basketball. That'd be fun.
I tell you what, a sponsorship is a great way to get things paid for when it comes to those road trips, Hood. But listen, tell our listeners what's coming up with TigerNet. I mean, you guys got it nailed down. You're the senior writer. Of course, Nikki backing off with the birth of y'all's child coming up in October, as well as everything else. So give us an idea of what's going on at TigerNet.
Well, yeah, they've got a day off today, and then they've got another scrimmage in the morning in Death Valley. So about lunchtime tomorrow is when we're going to meet back with the coaches and the players and kind of figure out, you know, how things are going. I think that they had a situational scrimmage yesterday. Tomorrow is going to be another one of those full scrimmages that they're trying to get to before giving them the weekend off. I think we're going to start to see some of these position battles maybe begin to shape up a little bit. Kicker, maybe we'll know a little bit more about quarterback. We're going to have to ask about that. So, you know, tomorrow about lunchtime is going to be the big news for the rest of the weekend.
All right. Listen, buddy, again, condolences to the entire Hood family. You could not have handled it any better and with any more class. And, you know, you're one of my longest friends in this business. And, you say thanks for coming. It was Teresa and I's honor to be there.
Well, and happy birthday to your beautiful bride.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, thanks, Hood. We'll talk to you here soon. David Hood from TigerNet. Follow him on Twitter at MDavidHood. And again, real quickly, yep, it is my better half's birthday. I want to give a shout-out. Hopefully she's on her way home from work. We're going to meet up for a big dinner later on. And happy birthday, Teresa. Of course, I wouldn't have been able to go to all these games and everything else and go cover it and do my job if it weren't for you. So thank you very much. Open phones real quick when we come back. Remember, top of the 5 p.m. hour. It's going to be our good friend Jim Hart with AP Radio covers the Braves, who are white hot. All right, welcome back in. We are live here at Bada Bing Pizza. Sorry about that, guys, real quick. I was putting in a little special order for the birthday gal to take out of here when we're off the air at 6 o'clock. Come out and spin the prize wheel. We have somebody in here. Just got him an ESPN Upstate T-shirt. Remember, we get this stuff like 2 days ahead of time, and it's our apologies to everybody. But being an ESPN affiliate, every once in a while, there's certain rules and regulations or things that we're told to do. And one of those was to get into baseball coverage tonight at 6 p.m. And guess what? You got to do it, Diesel. You know as well as I do. But I really enjoyed catching up with David Hood there from TigerNet. And, again, kind of number one for all the information going on with Clemson. But number two, Hood and Nikki and all of them, they've been so good to us over the years. And it was our first chance to get them on and tell them what we think of them. And number two, we're sorry about what happened. We were talking about what an honor for Clemson basketball there with the World University Games. Only the fourth NCAA men's basketball team to represent their country in these games. It first happened in 2007 with Northern Iowa, and then back in 2015 with Kansas, and then last year with Purdue. So Brad Brunell said, you know, we are beyond excited to represent our country at the World University Games. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity for our program and for Clemson University.
Now, Sturge, we talk about all the time on this show how hard it is to be really good in multiple sports at the same time, especially when we're talking about major sports. Mm-hmm. You know, you had Florida had that run in the mid 2000s. But very few schools ever are very good at both major sports at the same time. Could we be seeing Clemson arriving at that? I mean, football is there, right? And when you're a basketball program that is getting on that edge of being, you know, preseason ranked every single year, or being preseason ranked every year and being invited to an honorable position to get invited to go do this thing. That's an honor for Clemson basketball. I mean, that's somebody recognizing that a school is on the rise up. Do you think that we're seeing that happen?
To a certain extent. All right. Clemson really pushed Kansas there in that Sweet 16 matchup. But the thing is figuring out who you are. And by that I mean, Diesel, now that Dabo Swinney has his identity, he figured it out. He had to get it. Took him a few years to get there. Now they're recruiting with the elite. I mean, what, of Clemson's 14 commitments, 15 commitments right now, only one from South Carolina, and they represent like 11 different states. So they're going out there and getting in on the top. Clemson basketball won't do that. But Brad Brunell said, what do I have to do differently? And you know what? Sometimes it's not always the worst thing to finish runner-up or in second place. You know what I mean? Look at what he has done. He has found some guys that went to Vanderbilt or some other schools like that, or even Robert Morse, you know, with Marquise Reed. He was the rookie of the year in the NEC that year and felt like he could go on to bigger and better things and transferred to Clemson. Or Shelton Mitchell wasn't happy at Vanderbilt. So guess what? He's now there. So he's kind of dotted the I's with some graduate transfers, some transfers in their own right. And the thing is I love Coach Brunell. All right. It's not about Clemson or anything else. He's just a good man. He's also a Sigma Chi from DePauw, not DePaul in Chicago, DePauw in Indiana. And that's usually what we talk about when we talk. But, you know, again, it just goes to show you there's more than one way to get it done. Now, here's the deal, Diesel. You got to be able to keep identifying that talent that can come in and help over a 1-3 year period. My question is, if you miss on a couple of those guys, ooh, it might set you back a few years. But right now, they've got it rolling. You know, a trip to the Sweet 16, they'll be ranked in the top 25 again this year. I'm not saying they can't make that run, but it's going to be tough, kind of pushing it over that final hurdle, if you will.
Well, one would stand to reason, Serge, that if you can get these guys off of other rosters who are good, who want to transfer into Clemson, and you can consistently year in and year out raise your stature, finish just a little bit better, if you can instead of finishing, you know, in the rank 20 to 30, if all of a sudden you're ranked somewhere between 10 and 20, that's when you can do it consistently over a couple of years. It can't just be one flash in the pan. But it would stand to reason. Then you start getting some kids who you might be able to pull some interest away. And instead of having to go after them as transfers, you can go after them as incoming freshmen, and you can have them in your system for longer.
Well, ideally, that's what you want to happen. But listen, I've always been of the belief, historically, it suggests in Clemson, you get a team together for about a 2-year run, and then you back off and you look at what happened at South Carolina. Hoagie Hoag, I like your opinion. You know, listen, I get PJ Dozier made a bad decision in leaving early. But same thing with Frank Martin and the Gamecocks. You get your roster together, you make your run, and guess what? History suggests you're going to back up for a couple of years while you do it. That's kind of – I mean, outside of North Carolina and Duke, which, you know, those are schools in North Carolina that came from up north, you know, to a certain extent. That's kind of the history of Southern college basketball. So, but that's, you know, again, the more you win, the more attractive you. I mean, did you really think? I mean, I knew that there was something special about Dabo Swinney. And, you know, I've known him since 1992 when we were in college together in Tuscaloosa. I'm not talking about hanging out at his apartment, but, you know, I had some friends that played in a band that played 3 or 4 times a year for the football party. And he'd hang out around back and say, you know, he wasn't up front or anything. We just kind of, you know, he was in a fraternity to start his Alabama career with. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you the first time I saw him run down the hill sprinting and down at the bottom of the hill and slapping high five. And I went, well, how long will this last? And guess what? His program here at Clemson looks like it is built to last. I mean, it is Alabama, it's Clemson, and then throw in Ohio State, Georgia, and Oklahoma. And right now, that's the big dogs. I think there's another one this year when it comes to the University of Washington with Jake Browning that's looking to get back into that college football playoff as well. So, again, we're live here at Bada Bing Pizza on Woodruff Road, 1860 Woodruff Road. I mean, they're so cool here. They're going to help me out with a little special dessert to take out for my wife when it comes to her birthday tonight, Zeppelies. I don't know if you know what those are, but, I mean, they're going to put, like, this cream in there. Oh, it's going to be absolutely next level. My wife, if you heard it, guess what? You're not getting it all. But that's the kind of people that the Heart of Felix family are. I mean, last week, Diesel, they kept the production staff, if you will, back at Intercom Fed during you know, during Radiothon, because people didn't, you know, they see us at the hospital. They don't know how much work's going back at the building. And that's just kind of the way this family is. They're absolutely next level. Also, Diesel, how good's that pizza? It's pretty good. It's pretty good. See, that's sometimes when you're on remote, you can't lock eyes and know exactly what's going on. All right, when we come back, we'll also give you the keyword for the 5 p.m. hour, but it's time to switch to the white-hot Atlanta Braves. It's our buddy Jim Hart, AP Radio. He covers the Braves in Atlanta. And listen, Ronald Acuna Is he in the Rookie of the Year race? Good Lord, he keeps this up. He may be in the MVP race before all's said and done with those first-place Atlanta Braves.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.